Blog Talk Radio.
Johnson, and I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson and Gloria Wells, and we're your hosts this morning for Circles of Prosperity, and we're in the book study of Gary Zukav's book entitled Spiritual Partnership, The Journey to Authentic Power. Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I know that
Okay, I'm lost. I don't hear you anymore. Are you still there?
I'm here. Go ahead and do your
Okay. All right. Thank you. I didn't hear you. You got very silent for a moment. I'll get nervous. Heavenly Father, we thank you for yet another day to engage with a beautiful energy of wisdom and understanding about authentic power through spiritual partnership. Our primary partnership should be with you. Embedded as our higher self, to understand the world outside of us and the physical dimension we live in. We thank you for everything provided for us that sometimes we don't even see. Our shelter, transportation, clothing, food, and living. We thank you so much for all good things that are open up to us. Open the gates of heaven again and provide us with luxurious abundance and true prosperity on every level, to keep us loving and going forward, and to share with others, and to bless them as we've been blessed. I believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. Thank you so much. First of all, I wanted to apologize to you guys for not being here yesterday. Every time they download the updates from Windows, I have a hard time getting online, and so yesterday it was just crazy and extremely frustrating. I got so angry, and I had all that anger and rage to rise up in me, and because I couldn't get on, and anyway, so we're here today, and I had to face that little frightened part of my personality yesterday. I thought it was kind of funny, actually. So anyway, we wanted to go ahead and pick up where we left off. We were basically in chapter 31, which is dealing with spiritual partnership in action. So he's kind of walking us, not kind of, he is actually walking us through the process of how to apply these principles, these new techniques to understand who we are and to begin the healing process of the frightened parts of our personality. And we were having people from the audience share with us some of their experiences, and as we tried to and move through the process with them. So I just want to thank the Karen and Erica last week for day before yesterday for sharing with us that process. And if they are open to continuing today, I just need you to press 1 on your telephone keypad, because I think we were just getting to the tip of the iceberg with Karen. So, but let's go back and just do a quick review of where we are, and then we'll pick up. First of all, he's saying, When you're in a spiritual partnership with someone where you have come to the agreement that the whole purpose of being together, not the whole purpose, the entire purpose, but that you have agreed that you want to grow from your experiences and to discover the frightened parts of your personality and begin the healing. Now, what I find extremely interesting about this process is that a lot of times we have people that have come into our lives for the sole purpose of helping us to heal. That's what radical forgiveness is all about. How you have these spiritual contracts with people from other lifetimes to deal with these frightened parts of your personality so that you can heal. So you never know why a person is in your life. And it may be that you just need to open up to the fact that, okay, what am I supposed to learn from this person? They may be a huge irritant for you. And we've talked about that too, how that person, and it's a reflection of that part of you that you need to work on, that frightened part of you that you need to work on. So we can consciously perceive everybody that we come in contact with as a spiritual partnership, can we not? It doesn't have to be limited. Okay, so he's saying once you move into that, when a situation arises, you've got these two people who've agreed, when a situation arises, and let's say that this is the anger that comes up in you, that your partner is supposed to ask you, are you willing to challenge this? But guess what? You don't have to have someone else to say, are you willing to challenge this? I find myself asking myself all of the time. My wording doesn't come out as, are you willing to challenge this? My wording comes out as, why is this making me so angry? Why am I feeling this way? I start the investigation myself. But if you're relating to someone else and they love you enough to say, hey, what's going on? Let's really look at this a little deeper. We start there. And then in that process, what are we doing? We're analyzing what we're feeling in our body. So as your partner is going to guide you through that process, what are you feeling? And in particular, you want to focus on your power centers, which would be your throat, your heart, and your solar plexus. So what are you feeling in your throat? What are you feeling in your heart? What are you feeling in your solar plexus? These are your main power centers. And then we go in and start saying, what thoughts are you having? And I mentioned to you before, I'm so amazed at how he's dealing with the thoughts and the feelings. Of course, all of those things come before the words come out of your mouth that you wish you could take back, right, when you're angry. But he's going to the root cause of your anger, which is coming from your feelings and your thoughts, your emotions and your thoughts, the root cause. And then he says, after you go through that process and you're analyzing it, the next question is, well, it's saying it's possible for you to heal this. Do you want to do this right now? And, you know, sometimes we don't want to let go of our position on things. We want to hold on to it for whatever reason. We're not ready to let it go. And you know what? You have to allow that person a free will to do that. And you need to be gentle even if you're going through this process alone and say, you know what? I'm not ready to let this go. I don't see the benefit of me letting this go. This person wronged me, and you're just going to hold on to it. And that's okay, because it's a process, is it not? Amen. So let's go through and pick up. He says, to challenge this part of your personality, how could you see this differently in order to shift your perspective? That's the next big thing. How can you look at the experience slightly different? Now, what I find is I'm merging a lot of different technologies in my personal process. So what goes through my mind at that time and how I practice shifting my energy is I say, what is the highest thought that I can have at this time? And so So maybe the highest thought that I can have when I'm really irritated with Comcast because they can't get my phone line configured the way I want it to is, my highest thought is, this is a customer service representative, and she's doing the best that she can with the tools that they've given her. Or my highest thought may be, well, at least I have a phone. But you need to, at that moment, find what is your highest thought. Let's see how he defines it. He says, each circumstance, and let's remember that this is an opportunity to create an authentic power, but each circumstance is unique, and no one understands her circumstance more completely or intimately than your spiritual partner. Even while a frightened part of her personality fills her body with pain and distorts her thoughts and holds destructive intentions, it clothes in her history formed by her experiences, the opportunity is exquisitely suited to her spiritual growth. She knows the next step better than anyone else. Her non-physical guides and teachers can present options to her, illuminate probable consequences, and assist her in using her creative capacity wisely. But she will make the choice that transforms energy into matter and determines the course of her life until her next choice and brings one of many possible futures into existence. So if you suggest a choice, then your interference in her decision becomes part of your karma. Listen to that. If you're dealing with another person and you're making a suggestion, then you're linking yourself emotionally with that person and throwing karma back on you. You can't do that. You have to remain distant. This has to be her choice. Isn't that the perfect example of how God works? He gives you free will to choose what you want to experience. He doesn't get in your mess. Hey, I gave you the power to create. Go ahead and create. If you create a mess, that's on you. Okay, so if you suggest a choice, because God is divine and perfect, all God is love. He can't make some of these crazy choices that we make. It cannot make some of these crazy choices. It can only be love. So it is the karma of manipulation and control, the karma of external power. Isn't it? Here you are thinking you're helping someone, but really and truthfully, if you don't step back and let them make the choice, then you are trying to manipulate and control the choice that they make. Not trying to manipulate, you are manipulating. Breathe on that for a moment. Wow. Oh my goodness, that one's hitting me. That one's kicking me all around. So if you help to guide her to her own wisdom with the intention to support her in creating authentic power and without attachment to the income, to the outcome, that becomes part of your karma, and you draw to yourself others who will help to guide you to your own wisdom without attachment to the outcome. You know, that is the unique gift of life coaching. Life coaching, if done correctly, helps to guide you to a choice that is for your highest good and the highest good of all, of others. But the intention of the life coach really only is only to guide you, not to have any attachment to the outcome. So, here he says, if she decides to challenge the frightened part of her personality, you want to help her to see the power of her decision. You want to support her in recognizing the role that it plays in the creation of authentic power. Even though she already knows, give her the support of hearing it from a spiritual partner, one who cares enough about her to be with her while she is feeling this pain of powerlessness and the experiences of a frightened part of her personality that are surging through her, and reflect her wisdom back to her so that she can see the beauty of it. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that a lot of love? That process is expressing nothing but love. Because, you know, you're not, and let's stop and look at some examples of relationships. Okay, I've been in some funky relationships. Let me say this. I've been in some interesting relationships, okay, where that I can learn from and use as examples here with you guys. And maybe you will recognize some of this. Okay, so you're in a relationship, and it's an intimate relationship, okay, where you're sharing and going through experiences together and the whole bit. And you come to a problem, and it turns into a little friction. Because when things aren't going smoothly, it's interesting. It's an external circumstance, right, that comes and impacts this relationship. And rather than dealing with the circumstance, we begin to attack each other, pointing outside, it's your fault. If you hadn't done this, then this wouldn't have happened. How many of you have gone through that, right? And then it becomes the blame game. And then there's all this resentment that comes up, right? And if the relationship isn't on a solid ground, that is really the basis for the destruction of the relationship. You may overcome that little argument at that time, but you've got, you know, you have this bank, this escrow account where you're depositing all the things that this person has done every time a problem came up and you had a little rift, and you just, it just starts adding up. And at some point you say, okay, I can't take this anymore. You know, this account is getting pretty full over here, and I don't think it's worth it for me to go through this anymore. And we really start getting an attitude about it, so that you can find your exit. Now, the bottom line is it wasn't right in the first place, and you ignored all the signals in the first place, right? But now let's shift this, that you're in this relationship, same circumstance comes up, and your partner starts blaming you, and you may feel saddened, and start feeling guilt and shame, but you stop at that moment and say, why am I feeling this? And, okay, because this person is attacking me. That's why I'm feeling it. I'm not stupid. Okay, but is there some part of you that feel that you may have contributed to this? And what does that mean? When you start exploring yourself and saying, okay, I'm not going to even argue with this person because it's totally unreasonable, but let me look and see, look at self and analyze self at this point, right? The fact that you're not even responding forces a whole nother reaction in this person. And at that point, as you're going through and, you know, you stop and you say, you know what? I don't think I should talk right now. I know that this is happening, but I need to figure some things out, and we'll talk about it later. You don't want to talk in the heat of the moment, right? Because you want to come back and say, okay. I think when you come back, you want to be rational and calm, and you want to say, I thought about these things, and I can see how I may have done such and such, but I'm just asking you at this point to let's look at this together and work through this together. It shifts the whole energy on the circumstance, because then you're communicating, are you not? What you're saying, you are coming from your authentic power, and you're communicating enough with your partner to say, you have the power. There is an authentic power in you that we can address this. This isn't me that's causing this. This isn't you. You know, this is just a circumstance, and how we deal with it right now will allow us to grow. And you have to pray at that moment that that person hears you. But I honestly believe when you address the soul of a person and you're not making that person wrong, that they will hear you. Anybody want to share anything this morning? Press 1 on your telephone keypad. All right, we're going to go ahead and continue. So he's giving an example of this. He says, it is such a positive thing to shift your perspective, even just a little bit, because it begins the process of healing this part of your personality at a much, much deeper level. So the more sensitivity you bring to your interaction, the more open your spiritual partner is likely to be your support. And you want to apply the golden rule. Would you want your spiritual partner teaching or fixing or caretaking or trying to manipulate you? Or would you want your spiritual partner who brings your attention back to the issues and experiencing and challenging a frightened part of your personality instead of blaming others for its painful experiences or, in other ways, rationalizing them? And you know, that happens when this external situation comes up, and if you guys may begin lashing out at each other, and then you find some commonality where you can just lash out at the situation. So yeah, they were wrong. Blah 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 blah. And you're still pointing it out. You're just going to be in agreement that they're the enemy. The circumstance is the enemy. That's not the healing, is it? That is not the healing. You know, I think a simple way to put this is you have to find love in every situation. All it can be is love. All you are is love. That's the simplest way to put it. Some drama comes up. You got to turn to your other person and look them in the eye and say, even if you're just saying it in yourself, how do I love you in the midst of this crap? How can I just express love to you in the midst of this? Okay? And then when you're expressing love and then you finally get them to agree, now with you, you're both in this loving space. Now you have to look at the situation and say, now how can we express love in this particular mess, over this mess? And that's when you begin to win, and that's when you begin to heal. It is just that simple, is it not? It sounds simple, but it's not that easy. Not when emotions are running through, but you have the power. Then you have the power. You know, I moved into this reality that nothing can destroy me, especially when I go back and I look over my life and everything, things that I have experienced. I have survived it all. You know, you may be in the midst of some turmoil and you think it's the worst possible thing that can happen to you. And here it is, maybe 20 years later, and you are still kicking. It did not defeat you. You continue to live. You continue to have experiences. It did not destroy you. That's where I began most of the time. That nothing can destroy me. Why? I'm an empowered being. Why? Because God made me that way. Why? Because I'm divine perfection. End of story. When you acknowledge that, it makes it much easier to say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Amen. Yes, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I am divinely favored. And so are you. So are you. Just move into that place of love. And it's not coming from a, you know, you can start saying these affirmations from a place of fear, right? Because you're really trying to overcome your fear. But as you continue to practice, they become your truth. So you may not even believe it in the beginning. It just may be how you run to it very quickly to just put up your guard. But if you continue to say those things and contemplate those affirmations and use them when that fear arises within you, you will eventually begin to believe them. And when you start believing them, then you live them. And you can come from that place of love. So he says here, he's asking you, who would most support you in creating authentic power? A friend who sympathizes with you and consoles you and tries to make you feel better? Or a spiritual partner who knows, like you know, that the origin of your painful experiences lies within you, and the only way to eliminate them is to challenge and heal the inner sources of them? Because a spiritual partner who will not impose herself but will not be distracted by your tears and your anger and your withdrawal and all your other manipulations from helping you to experience and challenge and heal the frightened parts of your personality that are tormenting you. That means when I have people to call and they just and yell and scream at me, I can't get involved in their yelling and screaming. That's their problem. That's their choice at that moment, is it not? Where do I need to be as a coach or as a spiritual partner? I need to be in love. And I only need to address the soul of them with love. So I'm not addressing the tears. I'm not addressing the yelling and screaming. I'm addressing all that thing underneath. I always see it as this little ball of energy. And I'm addressing that, the true nature of you. It takes work not to respond. It takes work, but you have the power. So all of this is the process of supporting an individual in creating authentic power, what she's experiencing. Okay? So the other half is what you experience as the spirit. No matter how sensitive you are or how skilled in following the spiritual partnership guidelines, you cannot support others in creating authentic power without creating it yourself. Okay? So creating authentic power is the best support that you can give another who is striving to create authentic power, but it requires you to do the things that you are helping her to do. So can you scan your emotional centers while you are supporting her? Are you aware of your thoughts and your intentions while you are supporting him? Are you detached from the outcome of your support? Will you react or respond if the person you are supporting reacts? For example, when they become angry or resentful or disdainful, I'm gonna tell you, when somebody's yelling and screaming at you, you know, and even maybe blaming you, it's very hard to remain centered and loving. But that's what Gary Zukav is saying it takes to begin the healing process. And maybe that you still have all these emotions rolling in you, but you've just made a commitment that I'm not letting loose this anger. I'm bridling my tongue. That's the beginning. So supporting another in creating authentic power requires caring very deeply for that person and holding the intention to create authentic power while you are supporting him or her. Because your interactions may activate frightened parts of your personality that fear her anger and her frustration and vengefulness or jealousy? And if that happens, will you respond or will you react? Does your sense of value and safety really depend upon being appreciated? What's your intention here? What if she pushes you away? Do you feel superior while you are supporting her, like an insecure teacher might feel toward a student? Or are you an insecure professor toward an assistant or an insecure counselor toward a client? Or do you feel inadequate or unworthy or even unqualified? Are you caretaking? Are you attempting to please? Are you daydreaming or thinking about the next thing to say? You see, all of these are experiences of frightened parts of your personality. So now here's the question. Will you challenge them while you are supporting her in challenging the frightened parts of her personality? It's a lot of work. There's a lot going through your mind. And you know what? Just the process of trying to think through all of this will get you, keep you out of trouble. If you just stop and say, when you're, you know, this whole argument is going on and you're just going, okay, you're scanning. Okay, what am I feeling in my chest? Oh, what's, okay, my chest, oh, my heart is racing. Okay, what am I, and you're not responding. Thank God. Okay, now what's my intention here? Am I feeling jealousy? Am I feeling resentment? Oh, I mean, just the act of thinking it through and analyzing it is going to help control the situation a little bit, right? So when you're supporting others and creating authentic power, it is a two-way street. It brings your awareness of frightened parts of your personality that you must experience, challenge, and heal in order to create authentic power, while you help bring to another the awareness of the frightened parts of her personality that she must experience and challenge and heal. So, I just think this whole process is extremely dynamic. I really do. And it is the beginning of experiencing peace in your life. You know, the byproducts of going through this process is going to give you peace. And it will make you, I want to say winner, but it's not a winner. It's just, you just live a more fulfilling life and you begin to understand what is really important for you in this lifetime. And the lessons that you need to learn in this lifetime. And you become so empowered. So empowered. All righty. The purpose of spiritual partnerships is spiritual growth. And your participation in them supports you in every way to grow spiritually. It's a powerful, powerful lesson. Anybody have any comments or questions this morning? I sure want to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you want to call in, you can dial 914-338-0590. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Pam.
Good morning, Dr. Reggie. Good morning, Cynthia.
Oh, Dr. Reggie is not on the line right now. He's going to grab his phone. We have an early morning delivery this morning, and he's been running with that. How are you?
I'm doing well. And this book, you know, I haven't followed every day. I've been getting bits and pieces when I remember.
Mm-hmm.
But everything that this book is talking about from the mm-hmm. bits and pieces that I've heard
right.
is exactly what's going on even now in my own life, which is amazing. And you were so right, Cynthia, when you're saying that it's difficult sometimes in our minds it's difficult, but to be authentic, I'm learning that word, authentic.
Mm-hmm.
In feeling every emotion, because a lot of people, I didn't realize it throughout my life, they're always calling or wanting to talk to get advice.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize, I understand now that that statement you said earlier where you pick up on their karmic something, I can't remember, if you're giving them advice or giving them instruction or just encouraging or whatever, and you're not detached from it, I think I'm understanding it correctly, you bring on whatever they're feeling into your own life.
Exactly.
Am I right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When you
so
to the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie, I'm breaking up. When you become attached to the outcome, you know, and it happens a lot with family. You have a sister, right? And your sister's all of the things that she's going through, and you get emotionally attached to what she's going through, and then your advice is coming from the place. You're now kind of attached to the outcome rather than when you're addressing just her soul and her room to make the choices, that you're guiding. You want to guide her to her authentic power, that she has the power within her to move through this experience with love and to and figure out what's causing the pain for her. It's a big difference. So you don't want to bring trauma in to your karmic, you know, where you have karma with it, you know, and become emotionally attached. Do you you understand it? I know you do. You get it.
Yes, it makes sense. It makes sense because I've had a couple of sessions with Dr. Reggie, and we discussed that as well, that some of the stuff that I've been feeling, especially lately when I'm more aware of what's going on spiritually, it's not my stuff. I mean, I have my own stuff to deal with, but I'm dealing with other people's stuff, and I shouldn't be, or I don't want to, or whatever the case may be. I'm aware that I have to make sure that whatever I'm processing is what I need to process for me. And
right.
Not processing what somebody else is processing.
Exactly.
And that's like added on stuff.
Exactly. Wow. Well, listen, I just want everybody to know that this is Pam. She's in California. So it's like 4:30 in the morning, and she is on Circles of Prosperity. I have to love you, baby.
We love you guys so much. And I just happened to wake up around 3-ish, you know, Our son Tristan, I fell asleep, and he was up at 3. So I made him go to bed, and I couldn't go back to sleep. So I said, let me just listen in on Circles of Prosperity, and I called him.
I'm so glad. I'm going to let Dr. Reggie say hi to you. I have to turn his mic off because it chops me, so hold on.
Hello.
Hello.
Pamela Melina Licious from California. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
How's the little boy doing? Grown man now almost, huh?
Carter's doing just fine. We're both growing. Reggie is amazing. So.
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad.
We're going to
so
be
glad.
Talking to you soon, very soon, because there's some things that we need to work on, which is so if I don't schedule. Am I on the air? Okay. I will be calling you this week to schedule a session.
Okay, that's fine.
I just love the show. You know, like I said,
that's
I've been
great.
Getting bits and pieces, and it's always on time. Always confirmation, everything.
That's
so
great. I'm
so,
so happy. We're glad to hear from you. Absolutely.
Really good to hear your voice.
Mm-hmm. Take care, sweetheart. We'll hear from you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
What a treat that is. Some of you may have, if you've been a regular listener, you know we talk about Tristan from time to time because that was Reggie's little miracle baby, I would say, because he knew she was in for a reading, and he said in the reading, wow, I hear a baby crying. And she wasn't showing and really hadn't shared with anybody that she was pregnant. And he describes this beautiful baby. And, oh, my gosh, when that baby came, it looked just the way he described it. And he is such an anointed child, and that's why he's our baby. Anyway, let's see. Good morning. Hi, 3331 on the air.
Hi, Cynthia.
Yes.
Hi, this is Jean.
Hey, Jean, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Good morning, Dr. Reggie, also. I'm truly enjoying the show. Enjoy the last caller because I am going through everything that you're talking about right now on the show.
Wow.
And yes, I'm really learning to practice and tap into my authentic self and apply these principles that we're learning through spiritual partnership.
Wow,
it's phenomenal to be where I am right now, and we're going through this book, and I'm actually applying these principles right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're helping me heal.
So have you discovered a frightened part of your personality?
Yes, I have. And I have stopped and observed it, analyzed it. And I can say I'm freer by doing that. I'm healing.
That's awesome. Isn't it amazing how these little frightened parts of our personality hide from us until circumstances arise to bring them out?
Yes.
And a lot of times we miss the opportunity to create that authentic power because we get so caught up emotionally. But
yes.
We're, to the feelings. And we've carried these feelings with us since we were kids a lot of times.
Mm. Yes.
And that's the most amazing thing, how if you stop and you really think about it, you can remember the first time that you had the feeling, and you maybe were 6 years old.
Okay.
Or 10 years old. I mean, you can remember it, what triggered it. And then here this situation arises and it triggers the same insecurities or rage or jealousy or whatever. Something that happened in your childhood, you're carrying it with you now. It's time to let it go, is it not?
Yes, it is.
It's time to let it go. You know, you want to forgive yourself and forgive the circumstance that in that early part of your life that created that huge feeling in you, and then you move on. It begins the process. And the first thing is not to let it be in control of you.
Yes.
Not to let it be in control of you. And we're always choosing between fear and love.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to say 99.99%.
Mm-hmm.
It is those frightened parts, and he names it correctly. It's a fear. It's fear.
Right.
It is fear. And what do we have to fear?
Nothing.
I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer. Thank you so much, Jean, for sharing this morning. I just love you guys. I love you guys.
I love you too.
Heavenly Father, thank you for these beautiful spirits who listen every single morning or when they can. We thank you for them. They are your angels in the making. I thank you for their upliftment, their empowerment, and that we are guiding them in the right steps by the power and the majestic energy of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for circles of prosperity, that it continue to be blessed and a blessing to others, and that we all find our spiritual partnerships in divine order as they are and should be. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much. Tomorrow, Friday, I don't know who we're going to have.
I'm waiting for confirmation. But you know what it is. Tomorrow Friday, call in with your questions. Because we always have someone here. Dr. Reggie is okay. Or to Oracle Friday with you guys. And we'll pick up with chapter 3. Monday. God bless.